After his famous sack on Baltimore, Murad became a close ally and friend of the Dey of Tunis of that time. The Dey of Tunis is basically the military commander of the city. So as a result of this high-level alliance, most of Murad's targets of the early 1630s were in the Mediterranean Sea. He actually never ventured again too far from this sea. In 1635, luck ran out again for Murad. Murad was captured by the Knights of Malta, and he was put in prison for 5 long years. The Knights of Malta were not pirates, but they were feared nonetheless. So who were they? In the year 600, almost 1,000 years before the imprisonment of Murad, the Pope Gregory I commissioned the building of a hospital in Jerusalem to treat and care for Christian pilgrims in the Holy Land. 200 years later, the hospital was destroyed by the third Fatimid Caliph Al-Hakim. But by the beginning of the 11th century, the 7th Caliph allowed the hospital to be rebuilt again on the site of the monastery of Saint John the Baptist, also in Jerusalem. But also by that time, the First Crusade started as well. The First Crusade was a military expedition by Roman Catholic Europe to regain back the Holy Lands taken by the Muslims 500 years before. The Crusaders eventually succeeded in capturing Jerusalem, and they established what was known at that time as the Kingdom of Jerusalem. The Kingdom of Jerusalem roughly included modern-day occupied Palestinian territories, the current state of Israel, and parts of Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria. With the creation of the Kingdom of Jerusalem, the Blessed Gerard expanded the hospital of the Saint John Baptist Monastery and founded what he called Hospitaller Order of the Saint John Baptist. Today, this order is considered the start of what became later known as the Knights of Malta or the Knights. At the beginning, the group continued mostly to care for pilgrims in the same spirit of its initial aim. But the order later on expanded its services and started to provide even armed escort to pilgrims as well. Eventually, this service grew even more, and the Order of Saint John Baptist became a substantial military force, calling themselves the Order of Saint John or the Knights of Saint John. They became the best Christian military order in the Kingdom of Jerusalem, along with another order called the Order of the Temple, which was also another wealthy and powerful Western Christian military order. Many of the Christian fortifications in the Holy Land today were built by these two rival military Christian orders. At the end of the 13th century, luck ran out for the Christian presence in the Holy Land. And after 200 years since the First Crusade, the Kingdom of Jerusalem eventually fell and was conquered back by the Muslims. As a result of this, naturally, the Knights of Saint John were expelled from Jerusalem. Nowhere to go, and after moving around for a while, the Knights of Saint John ended up taking over the Greek island of Rhodes, and they became known as the Knights of Rhodes instead. Also by that time, the knights became even more militarized, especially after the Pope at that time dissolved the rival order, the Order of the Temple, and gave all their properties to the knights. But luck ran out again for the knights when in 1522, the Ottoman Sultan sieged the Greek island of Rhodes and after a 6-month siege, defeated the knights and expelled them. This defeat was hard on the knights, and after 7 years of moving from place to place in Europe, they eventually established themselves again, this time in the island of Malta, after it was given to them by the Spanish king. At this point of the story, the knights became known as the Knights of Malta, but also by then the knights were devoid of their initial reason of existence. Their initial reason to be was to assist the Crusades with their war against the Muslims in taking back the Holy Land. But their new geographical reality undermined this goal. In addition to that, revenues from European sponsors decreased a lot, because Europeans no longer were willing to support a costly and meaningless organization.
Fuck you!
As a result of this new reality, the Knights' new goal was to police the Mediterranean Sea from the increased threat of piracy, especially from the threat of the Ottoman-endorsed pirates, the Barbary Corsairs. Now, knowing the history of the knights, this new role made perfect sense. On one hand, the Ottomans were the sworn enemy of the knights, because they expelled them from Rhodes. On another hand, the Ottoman Empire at that time was the new major Muslim empire, so the knights saw it as their new Muslim enemy. And the way to fight this enemy was in the sea. So the knights' new goal was to protect Christians in the sea and free the captured Christian slaves, which was the basis of the Barbary Corsairs' trading. It's important to note that by that time, the Knights of Malta were not the same as the Knights of St. John, created 600 years ago in Jerusalem. Although they were still a religious order, the order knew a different reality now. Political and financial problems followed them. So, although many were still happy to fight the Muslim enemy, many of them raided these ships, stole the money, and captured a local woman just for their own benefits. It's within this regional and political history that Murad found himself again in 1635.
In 1635, near the Tunisian coast, Murad Reis was surprised by a sudden attack. The attackers were the Knights of Malta. Now, even though they had a lot of problems at that time, and they were not the powerful Knights of St. John Baptiste anymore, the Knights of Malta were still a fierce force. Many of Murad's men, and himself included, were captured in this attack. The knights took them to Malta and put the whole crew in prison. Malta was known for its cruel and dark dungeons. Murad and his men were mistreated and cruelly tortured for 5 years. In 1640, after a massive corsair attack on the island of Malta, which was planned by Murad's friend and ally, the Dey of Tunis, Murad finally escaped his prison and returned to Morocco after a long and painful 5 years. He was greatly honored and praised upon his return. He was eventually also appointed the governor of the fortress of Walidia in Morocco. No one knows what happened to Murad after he returned from Malta. By that time, he was in his late 60s. And his 5 years of imprisonment and torture had a big effect on him. The last record of him we have is from his Dutch daughter, Lisbeth. In 1641, Lisbeth visited him in Walidia. She stayed 8 months with him before she went back to Europe, never to come back. Some report says she found him old and feeble, broken from captivity, and shrunken with age. No one really knows what happened after that visit. His daughter's visit is the last reported event we know about his life. So how Jan Jonszoon, the Dutch corsair, that became Murad Reis, the barbaric pirate, died, we don't really know. One biography about his life suggests that he knew an atrocious ending. But no one knows what that means. No one even knows if it's true. One thing we know for sure is that Murad died a very, very rich man.